We think it's very different, and we go back in time a little bit. We first got involved in patient-centered medical home care in about 2009. So we're constantly building and evolving. Coastal had the advantage of being primary care practices, so it was a very easy thing for us to do. And the idea is that in the past, patients and physicians have had a one-on-one relationship. You hurt your knee, you have a fever, you give us a call, we try to fit you in and hopefully do an annual once a year. So patient-centered medical home care, instead of that one-on-one relationship now with the physician really becomes the quarterback, the team leader. The patient might have an advanced practitioner, now they can have increased access, or a pharmacist to go over their medications, or it could be a behavioral health specialist to talk about, you know, how can they do life changes so maybe they can get their diabetes under control. Or maybe it's a nurse care manager who is touching base with a very sick patient or a very sick patient's family.
It seems like all healthcare should be patient-centered. That's what it's about. Yes. But this term, patient-centered medical home, is really about kind of team care with as many as possible of your needs being met in a single doctor's office, basically.
Yeah, it's interesting. I called a patient yesterday, as I mentioned to you, and it was an elderly man, 85 years old, with COPD, very difficult time breathing. I asked him if he found any difference, and he said, it's a world of difference. He said, well, I got a call from the nurse care manager, and she said, what are your healthcare goals? He said, I really had to think, what do I want to accomplish? He said, I told her, I have a little garden in the front of my stone wall, and I don't think I'm going to be able to walk down the steps and walk back up without having a panic attack because I can't breathe. She said, well, we're going to get you into a respiratory therapist. And he said, I did, and she taught me how to stop and do some breathing exercises so that I could make it down those steps. And he said, now I am going to plant this little garden. He said, you know, it's a persistent care. I said, a persistent care? What does that mean? He said, because what's going to happen is in 3 weeks they're going to call me and say, how you doing going up and down those steps?
And I'm sure there are a lot of other physician practices that would love to be able to do those things, that would love to have the time to follow up and call a patient, that would love to be able to have a team of people caring for their patients. Meryl Moss, how are you able to pay for that?
You know, I think there's something to be said for bringing a group together. And certainly, you know, the government has come up with a lot of programs to support patient care. So, for example, Coastal's part of the CMS ACO.
That's the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services Accountable Care Organization, which is a federal designation that says you're going to share in some savings if you improve patient care on certain quality measures.
Right. CMS, under the program that Coastal was in, they gave us some additional monies for clinical infrastructure. But we have also found that the payers, that Blue Cross has been a tremendous proponent of the patient-centered medical home, has United and Tufts. So I think everyone is thinking this is the way to go, is if we can provide a heightened level of primary care for our patients, regardless of insurance, that we can keep them more safely in their homes, not having them be in and out, readmitted to the hospitals, and it will eventually be less costly.
So this requires not only doctors and nurses and everyone in your practice to do things a little bit differently, it also requires insurers to do things a little bit differently, to maybe pay for things that they hadn't paid for before or pay for them in different ways. Let's talk a little bit about the recent announcement of a partnership with Lifespan, Blue Cross, and Blue Shield of Rhode Island and Coastal. Tell me about that partnership and what it's intended to do.
So we have approximately 45,000 primary care patients who are Blue Cross members in Coastal. And although we've worked very hard internally to develop patient-centered medical home care and even further programs to support our patients, there's still a difference when one of our patients goes in the hospital. So when one of our patients goes into the hospital, first of all, we want to know they're there. And then we want to make sure that we have the nurse care manager there. We want to make sure that the hospitalist is talking to our primary care physician. We want to make sure that they make decisions together and that we know when the patient's leaving so that we can do a follow-up either at home or in the office. So we felt constrained, really, by our not being able to be in the hospital, and felt that the next step for our patients was to make sure that we had those very strong relationships, whether that be in the inpatient side or in the emergency room side. So what it really means is that we're going to have to sit down with Lifespan staff and directors and leadership and say, okay, how do we develop programs where we can work more closely together? So let me give you an example. We've started a pilot with the emergency rooms. When a coastal patient goes to either the Miriam or the Rhode Island Hospital emergency rooms and they're identified as a coastal patient, we have a 1-800 hotline. We get a call immediately. And within 20 minutes, we have a primary care physician talking to that ER doctor. There may be information that the ER doctor doesn't have. We have it. We have an electronic health record. We know the patient's medications. We know their diagnoses. We know what tests they just recently had.
You mentioned shared savings. So this agreement with Lifespan, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Rhode Island and Costa Medical will also, the aim is also to generate perhaps some shared savings. If you all do this well together and patients stay out of the hospital,
if we really provide outstanding care, folks who should be in the hospital should be in the hospital. There's no question about that. And we want the hospital to succeed. But for those unnecessary admissions or unnecessary trips to the ER, we can reduce the cost of care. But even better than that, do it while providing higher quality. So let me give you a concrete example. We have diabetic patients that we've developed sick plans with. Well, in the past, if their diabetes, if their blood sugars are too low or really high, they might just call the rescue. And then it becomes a very emotional, panicked situation with a family. Now we have sick plans with our sickest patients. Call us first. Let's help coordinate that for you. If they have to go to the hospital, absolutely. We'll be calling the hospital and letting them know that an ambulance is on its way. And then we'll make sure that our nurse care manager is there to greet them. But it's a different, more sophisticated level of thinking about how to care for people.
Thinking about the doctor's office of the past, I remember my family doctor when I was growing up. He could take care of the basic stuff when we were sick. For something more, if you know someone needed to see a psychiatrist or they broke a bone, you know, that was that you just went elsewhere. And no records were ever shared back and forth. You had to be your own care manager and share that information with your doctor, basically. Paint a picture for me of the doctor's office of the future.
So I think in the doctor's office of the future, everyone, every staff person is engaged in caring for that patient. And I think the difference, too, was your GP would say, you know what, I think you should have a mammogram for a woman of your age, or I think you should have a colonoscopy. And then that would be it, and you would decide on your own. Now we have someone who's sitting with you and saying, we want to explain why we think a mammogram is so important to you. And not only do we want to explain it so you really understand it, we're going to facilitate having you schedule the appointment. And I'm calling you back in a month to make sure you had it. You know, this GP of the past that you talk about, who we all loved, just didn't have the time to be thinking of those things.
Meryl Moss is Chief Operating Officer of Coastal Medical. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thrilled to be here.